The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
And as promised, Mr. Blake LaWatch, Hoop Ball's finest. I don't know. We're all pretty fine, so it's hard to say. It's hard to say. To each of their own druthers. Blake, how you doing?
I will say Hoopball's finish. I'm doing good. Excited for another day of baseball. The wheel keeps turning.
You know, it is. You know, we were talking about jobs and such off air, and today is my actual day off. And so I was hoping that I was going to get a lot more afternoon baseball or just like daytime baseball to have on all day. But, you know, beggars can't be choosers. I guess I have to settle for a 2:10 start time between the Yanks and the Rays.
Rays, yeah. Dude, that's my favorite part about being off on Wednesdays from my real job is day games all day.
Yeah. I need to see about swapping my Wednesday. No, I don't know. I like having Friday off. It's kind of a nice little feeling.
It is.
But then I got to wake up at 6:30 on Saturday and work, you know, 7 or 5.
Same.
So, anyways, let's talk about podcast job stuff because, well, I think we both like it better and we both love baseball. So, I know you jumped in a little bit on the Spaces thing on Twitter with Vince and I last night, which listeners, if you are looking to get a different take or a different kind of listening experience, Vince and well, mostly Vince, because Twitter asked him to be a beta user on it at VM Center. If you're not familiar with our guy, Vince, we're just trying to create new thresholds for our listeners to get in there. It's kind of like a personalized pocket radio station on Twitter, and you can be a listener or a speaker. And Blake, you were in there last night, and we talked a little bit about this Corey Kluber, Rich Hill matchup, the battle of the AARP pitchers. And a lot of guys are probably tuning this game out. So I think there's good value on it, even though it's the earliest game starting on a standalone spot. But you've got, like I said, Kluber bounce. And I said this last night, so I'm trying not to be redundant. But, I mean, he's had so many injuries the last 2 years in his feet, his elbow, his wrist. You know, just for old people. And I'm feeling it because I'm almost 30 and I don't play Major League Baseball. But I can't even sleep on my left side because I'll screw my rotator cuff up for the whole next day and a half. So what do you think of these two pitchers here being above the normal threshold for age?
I think a big old poop emoji for both of them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Rich Hill has so many injuries every year for the last 6-7 years at least. And Kluber is far past his prime. Did you see what his numbers were in the last game for Kluber?
No, I didn't. He barely did anything though, right?
Well, he only threw 4 innings for a 2.25 ERA, but his expected ERA was over 10 in those 4 innings. Yeah, so I'm
maybe some peripherals to look
at. Yeah, so he'll probably get lit up today, but Tampa Bay's offense is mediocre.
Is very bad.
Yeah, you know, Rich Hill, also his ERA in the last game. Nine, and his peripherals were bad in 6-7s. So I do have a play on this game. I don't know if you want to save it for the wager pass or not. It's in the wager pass.
It's already in there. I think we're a little too far off to lift the paywall. It's a couple hours, unfortunately.
Okay. Yeah, no, there's a play in there in that game, though.
I'm guessing since it's coming from you, it's a first five play.
It is a first five play. You're a smart guy.
I'm just observant. I wouldn't say that. there is no team total set. Neither lineup's been locked in for either team. Blake and I are recording this at about 11 Central Standard, Central, whatever the abbreviation. I see something different. I just now learned that it's not Eastern Standard. It's not EST. It's EDT. And I felt really dumb.
Are you sure? I think it's EST.
Someone with a couple college degrees more than me told me that. So
okay, whatever. Maybe because it's a daylight savings time or something.
Oh yeah, this time of the year, maybe it's EDT and maybe
Eastern Daylight Time. I don't know.
I don't know. We came to cut handicap baseball, not construct not of daylight human savings. Time and existential crisis and whatnot.
Yeah,
I mean, we can. Hey, if you want, guys, gals, we can talk existential stuff. You know, get real nice and eclectic with it, real quick.
Yep, you can do that by yourself.
Yeah, I probably will. Darken the mood, throw some gear on, listen to some of the Smiths, put the Breakfast Club and Garden State on in the background, and we'll just...
Yeah, you're going to get real sad, aren't you?
I already am. I'm kidding. All right, so 3:10, an hour after that first game. And I just realized we didn't really just... I mean, I told you not to talk about your pick, and I didn't really give a bunch of analysis.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Analysis of the first game. The pitchers are old. Tampa Bay's offense needs to be better for us to want to back them in their team total against Kluber, who has bad pitching peripherals. And over under 8.5, I would lean over just because of these old pitchers and the potency of New York's lineup.
Yeah, but Tampa Bay's offense has just been so bad.
Yeah. So that over 8.5 for me is even in question. This may just need to be a stay away game, which kind
of
sucks.
Yeah, most of it was a stay away except for my little play.
One little, yeah, that I won't let you share.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Buzz Killington over here. Washington, Los Angeles, got Mr. Ross on the mound, a righty, and then Walker Buehler on the mound for the Dodgers. Both righties. I could see... I'm trying to think here because this is Joe Ross's first start of the season. Plus 315 on the money line for the Nationals. Over under 8.5. Minus 120 is the shade to the over, so more favoritism on that. Plus 1.5 for Washington's at plus 130 on the run line. I don't like any of the value or any numbers or any of what the market's speaking to me. I mean, there is a nice grade as far as the Washington money line. It's getting a B+ grade on Action Network, or B-. It's saying that it should be a line of plus 206 versus that plus 248, plus 315 in some spots. So I wouldn't be shocked if Washington wins. Buehler's up and down, seemingly so for the Dodgers. He was to the end of the year. Second start of the year for him. So obvious, and we've talked about this, like we don't have a crap ton of sample size on these pitchers yet or how they're going to do. But with that being said, do you have any opinion on this game? Any first five stuff, any team total stuff, any narrative at all? Because I'm just
not really
a hard time finding something.
I think the Dodgers are heavy favorites as they should be. And I'm not going to trust Joe Ross. I'm not going to trust the Nationals. So that's a pretty big stay away game for me.
Yeah. And usually if I get like a heavy favorite, you know, I have no qualms putting them in like a two team, three teamer, just little two team banger. But I still don't even feel comfortable at minus 250 or minus 290 to put.
Yeah, that's not worth it.
It doesn't feel right. Like I said, I would not be shocked if Washington wins this game and it was a low scoring game.
You know, the Dodgers total runs over 5.5. That's a little interesting to me.
That is a large number.
I mean, they're averaging 6.3 runs per game and they're going against a bad pitcher in Joe Ross.
Yeah.
And the over is plus, it's even money, plus 100.
My
I kinda
thing
like that.
Is, let's see. They play, yeah. Colorado and Oakland opened the season for the Dodgers. And they were in Colorado, so we all know about the Coors Field stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oakland, man, I think they're probably really terrible. So I think, I don't know. I don't know if the Dodgers' numbers are inflated. And that's the thing. That's like, we
they're
have
a little
just
inflated,
enough,
of course.
We have just enough sample size to like question ourselves even further.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right about that one.
Okay. So that one, I think we can go ahead and stay away from. This next game, Colorado, San Fran. I'm really excited for this one. And I like Colorado's chances. You know, we were talking about them and them playing against the Dodgers in that series, and they were really competitive against the Dodgers, even winning one. They are getting Gomber on the mound, which is the return they got for Mr. Arenado, going against Mr. Johnny Cueto, which, does he have anything left in the tank? Here's another old man pitcher here. Apparently he added some new mechanic movement stuff to his windup and his stretch approach. I love San Francisco, but they shouldn't be minus 160 on the money line. I'm looking at plus 140 for Colorado. It opened at plus 110.
It's moved that much?
Yeah.
And wow, that's a big move. Yeah, I'd be on the Rocky side too if I had to. I don't trust Cueto with anything, and the Giants can score a couple runs a game, and they're lucky to score a couple runs a game.
Yeah. Ryan McMahon, Garrett Hampson, I called them out last game that we talked about, and they both had decent games, so I'm going to keep rolling mm-hmm. with them. I really love this Ryan McMahon kid. He was getting a lot of platoon work last year, obviously, behind a lot of other guys. But, you know, CJ Cron, you know, he's starting to get on base a little more. Ramel Tapia, he's got low-key power. He's only hitting 167 against righties to start the year. But a lot of these guys have over 500 or over 600 OPSs to start the season. A lot more balanced, a lot more even keel throughout the whole lineup versus what San Francisco's doing. They have a couple of guys that are like through the roof, you know, like Buster Posey's got a 980 OPS right now, Donovan Solano 891, but then you got guys that are 173 or 400 or 398, you know. Colorado, I think, is a little more balanced. Might pop open like a team total and see what might be in store for that. 3.5 for Colorado? Absolutely.
Yeah, I like that.
Absolutely. Minus 110. Locking that in right now. Yeah. That's got a lot of value.
Just changed. It just went to over 4 for me.
Oh, it did. Wow. Like,
as you were speaking, went to over 4, minus 120.
Wow. Well, I'm glad I got that 3.5. That was quick. Maybe I was like the determining number of the algorithm.
Yeah, that's it.
They were waiting for that one.
They see what Devin does, and then they adjust.
Devin's going to be on ESPN today, so big
oh,
guy.
That's right.
Big guy. Yeah, humble brag. No. I honestly just got lucky. Sterling is a great friend, and he was on the show a couple times, and Tally Site brought us together, and I just kind of lucked out. And having Kansas City background, awesome. You know, it just kind of worked out. So
it does.
I can't say I'm doing so good that ESPN wants me on their show.
Are you going there to talk about how great the Royals are?
Yeah, actually.
All right.
Obviously, heavy Royals territory there. And Sterling and Darren, both, they love the Royals. They cover them. And, man, I'm doing pretty good on the Royals so far this year.
Yeah, I've noticed.
I think I've only got 2 losses on them, and one being that reach.
Yes.
So that live play. Mm-hmm. How about Boston, though, by the way? Since we're talking about the teams that I love. Boston's bats have been I know they're playing Baltimore, but compared to the first series against Baltimore and now, I like what I'm seeing from them.
Yeah, they started off real cold, and now they're catching fire.
And they did really well against Tampa Bay. They knocked that pitching around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move a little more briskly here. I know you got places to be.
Yeah, I got probably 10 more minutes with you.
10 more? All right. We can make that work. You pick a game then. You pick a game that we haven't talked about that you want to discuss. Because I've got one.
Ooh.
But, you know.
You go first. Well, say your game.
All right. I like Cincinnati, Arizona, because I really like Tyler Molly. I like this Tyler Widener kid from Arizona. Arizona's offense is terrible. This is a pitcher's ballpark in Arizona. Cincinnati minus 130. I've got it locked in. Cincinnati's already up to minus 150. They are getting some really good pitching out of their arms, and their bats are hitting the way they need to. I think the thing that's helped this team out a lot was getting Freddie Galvis out of that lineup. As great as he was defensively, he was a little bit of a liability offensively. And they've got, you know, Mr. Johnny India, one of the highest prospects in the MLB, in there now. They're 5-1 quietly on the year the Reds are. And they're going on the road.
So quiet. Their bats are loud.
Yeah. Moose.
They've scored the most runs in the league so far.
Yep. Yep. Moose is hitting. You got Joey Votto getting on base pretty much every time he gets up there. I mean, the pitching they're getting from their guys, this is a fun Reds team. I like them.
They are. I had very low expectations going into it. You know, I don't think their offense can sustain this, but they are so far.
Yeah. Arizona's just so daggone terrible. They've already been blanked twice this season. Shut out twice. Once by the Rockies in Colorado. They couldn't even get a solo shot in Colorado. Like, they couldn't just get something in the air with, like, 95 mile per hour exit velocity. Like, nothing. So, I don't have a lot of faith in this Arizona team. And Cincinnati's just playing so well right now that I think this is a good spot to back the Reds again. And this is a pick that I am very comfortable throwing into. And I would be more than happy to put that into a two-teamer, the Reds. Blake, I feel like that we lost each other, at least a little
you
bit.
You just came back.
All right. I tell you what. I am going to end this recording and just move out of Oklahoma. Like, right now.
Yeah, get in your van. Get driving.
I don't know what is going on, man. I need to talk to Mother Nature. Anyone got her number? Someone put me through, because I'm just going to move to what's like the least windiest place. Anyways, we've got a couple other games to talk about. I know Blake's going to get out of here real soon. We got a few more moments with you. So let's move on from that Cincinnati-Arizona game. And before Mother Nature does what she keeps doing, let's mm-hmm. get your thoughts on another game here before you got to get going. Hoop ballers. Let's talk about your balls. Yep, your balls and the area around them. Let's talk about manscaped.com. Go there and use promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. Use the promo code and go check out all the tools they have of trimming the hedges and taking care of your lawn, like the Lawnmower 3.0 with a built-in LED light to help you get into those dark thigh crevices on the inner parts. Also, the Gooch. It is hard to get to the Gooch if you can't see it. So use the LED light with the anti-tugless technology on the razor. Full long battery life. Then check out the Weed Whacker. Bring that out of the shed. Use it on your shrubs. Cut down what you need down to bare minimum if you need to. It's got a nice anti-tugless technology just like the Lawnmower 3.0. It's also got a lithium battery. And best news of all, these things are waterproof. So that way you can do it in the shower and take care of business in the cleanest way possible. HoopBall20 is the promo code that's going to get you free shipping as well as 20% off. I recommend using it. I recommend getting the complete care kit with your free shipping and your 20% off. Spend a little extra, get a lot more. There's a good care kit there for us gentlemen, face scrub, shampoo, ball treatment, and the area that surrounds our balls. I believe there's even a pair of underwear in there for our balls. So yeah, that's going to conclude the talk about our balls. Now let's talk about bets. MyBookie.ag is where all the hoop ballers take care of their winnings and where we place all of our wagers that we post in our article in the Wager Pass, as well as our free plays and our Discord chats. Yes, MyBookie.ag. Use promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL. Let them know that we sent you. Hell, specifically type in my name. I want them to know. But most importantly, you got to let them know what podcast that is. And it is Today in Sports Betting. You let them know that we sent you. And then we, as a family, get to grow. And then we get to set you up to reap more benefits. And that is what's important to us, because we are here to help you win money. And that is why we recommend MyBookie. Their slogan is bet, win, get paid. And it's quite simply that easy. Use Bitcoin to get going. It's a high recommendation of VM Center at Vince Miracle, our guy. It's a recommendation of me. It's so easy. Dan Bespris, the podfather, Aaron Bruski, the godfather, they get in there, they get going with Bitcoin, they get their money in and out, and it's easy peasy. Hoopball's the promo code. Use that. Let them know that we sent you. MyBookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid. Now, as a podcast, we have your balls and your bets covered. And without further ado, we have Today in Sports Betting.
Where was I? There I am. I kind of like the A's in this spot against the Astros.
Yeah.
It's mostly that I don't completely trust McCullers quite yet, just because he's coming back from a few injuries over the last couple of years. But, you know, I don't love the odds on it, but I do like the play. The money line plus 145, that's kind of speaking to me a little bit.
Yeah. And I'm actually seeing, you know, I like to shop around just so everyone can get, you know, the best value. I'm seeing plus 150 on Bovada. You know, plus 148 seems to be the consensus. But, yeah, anything around plus 145, I think that's a good way to go at it.
Yeah, and the A's, they're, you'd like to think maybe they're going to start being good now after starting 0-6. You know, they're not that bad. They're better than that. I don't trust Shamania for to save my life. So I don't love it, but I think their offense can maybe keep them in it.
I get scared with lefties on the mound against the Astros, because they have so many guys that for their career just mash lefties, like Yuli Gurriel and Michael Brantley and Jose Altuve, which I said Gurriel was going to rake yesterday, and I don't think he did.
Altuve is kind of coming back to what we know he is.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't love that play. I just love the odds on it, and mostly that the A's are starting to trend back up a little bit. You know, water levels out, and they're going to level out too. Yeah.
It stinks for them that they lost Marcus Semien in the offseason, and then they go ahead and get hurt early this season. You know, losing guys like Chad Pinder may not be huge, but for a team like the A's, like small ball and like how they play, Chad Pinder is very, very
yeah, that's an important piece. Important
piece to them. I was trying to find, yeah. Sorry, Yuli Gurriel. I cursed you yesterday. He went 0-4.
Eh.
Every time he's up against a lefty, though. I remember last year for DFS, like lefty on the mound, Yuli Gurriel. It was like,
you're playing him?
It was a lock. It was just,
man, I wish I could do DFS. I can't do it here in Idaho.
That is so whack.
It is.
So lame.
Very whack. Another
name that I really like, and won't talk too much about it in depth right now, but San Diego, Texas, I think Musgrove is a terrible pitcher. And so I think there's some value on Texas today. I think that they could even win at almost 2-1 odds. And then I would look at maybe some first five looks, which I still don't have a team total set, but the over-under set at 5 for the first five. And with how many runs Texas has been scoring and allowing in the first five, I think they have a good chance of going over the first five total. But I want to see the team total for the first five come out for Texas, because I think that they'll hit it. And I think that play would maybe be them to win the first five. Musgrove,
I got the,
but you know,
I'm seeing the Texas team total.
How are you?
It's at 3.5. Over 3.5, minus 120. I kind of like the over 9 in the whole game.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know a thing about this Arihara guy. He got lit up last game, I'm seeing. And, you know, Musgrove sucks, like you said.
It's just like the, you know, the peripherals for him that are so bad. You know, his xFIP and just but yet his main numbers never seem to falter. And I don't know, I guess he's that good of a pitcher.
Some people just can pitch above their peripheries their entire career. I don't get it.
Yeah. But I mean, this Texas team, they are hitting. Like, if you look at offensive numbers so far this season, like, they're top 5, top 10 in a lot of offensive metrics. You know, they're shooting dingers out there. So they do have scary, sneaky power, you know, between Brock Holt, Joey Gallo, David Dahl.
They do. Their offense is not terrible.
Nick Solak, like, you know.
They can definitely put up some runs.
There could be some dingers in this game. Over under 3 dingers for the Rangers team.
The team? I'd go under.
Under 3?
The whole game, maybe? Maybe over.
Whole game, yeah. Whole game, both teams.
Yeah.
I think Texas hits at least 2 dingers as a team today.
Yeah, it's very, very popular. Where is this game? Is it in Texas?
It is. Yeah. So, ballpark lets that ball fly out of there.
Yeah, it does.
I like the full game over. Even without Fernando Tatis, I think a little of that's baked into the lineup. The numbers, the number for the total hasn't moved. It's still at 9. It opened at 9, but the odds have been what shifted. It went from minus 105 to minus 120. So
yeah, the wind is blowing out, just so you know. It's blowing out straight to center field.
Or wait, I thought, didn't they switch the stadium in Arlington to a dome?
Well, I think it's a retractable roof. I don't know if
that's right.
I don't know if it's gonna be closed or not today.
True.
The weather's saying low 80, but I can't imagine they'll close it.
Yeah, it'll be open. Hitter's ballpark with the dome open or the dome closed.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Well, Blake, you probably need to get on and skedaddle, right? Don't you, boss?
Yep. I got a skit.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead and let Blake get on out of here. And super, super happy we were able to make it work for the little bit that he was able to get in here. I'll probably have some more deep dives on baseball later in the show. And then we've got some NBA to talk about. And we need to talk about some tally site stuff. So, Blake, boss, whenever you're ready, you are more than welcome to just go ahead and get on out of here.
I'm right on, man.
Keep babbling and appreciate it, man. Hate that you got to go to work, but we'll get on.
I hate it too. I hate it too. Yeah, I'll talk to you next week for sure.
All righty, guys. Right. That was Blake at Blake LaWatch on Twitter, of course, LaWatch. And make sure you find him and follow him. As for me and the rest of us, everyone, we are going to be churning out some new and different content here at Hoopball, and we are very, very excited for it. So keep an eye and both of your ears and everything else that you can think of peeled for that.
This has been a Hoopball presentation.